My name is Matthew Zurek. I'm a pediatric cardiologist who deals with abnormal heart rhythms specifically. I've been in Fort Worth now for 7 years here at Cook Children's, and today I would like to talk a little bit about pediatric heart health and Project Atom. As far as a general heart screening, we always encourage every patient to have regular checkups with their primary care physician, whether that be with one of the Cook pediatricians or other general practitioners in the community. And so a regular screen will take place both at your routine yearly checkups with your general practitioner. And then in addition to that, here at Cook and in the cardiology department, we offer what's called an EKG or an electrocardiographic screening test. And what that is a non-invasive test, so there's no pain involved. And it's a $20 to $25 test where you come in and have some stickers placed on your chest. And we do what's called an EKG. That test will look at the electrical signals in your heart and is a very good way of picking up potential heart problems that some people may have that they don't know about. Unfortunately, we all see in the newspaper when children pass away, specifically, you know, when children pass away playing athletics such as football and other thing, you know, and that's not a very common occurrence. Fortunately, only occurs in, you know, around 1 to 8 per 100,000 athletes every year, but that is, you know, a young child's life that we do lose doing that. And the most common cause for that is a medical condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. And so that's a fancy way of saying your heart muscle has actually become too thick. And what we know is that occurs in about 1 in 500 people, okay? 1 in 500 people aren't symptomatic. The problem is we can't really pick the ones out that are gonna become symptomatic very well. And it typically tends to be a silent disorder. So you're walking around having it, you play very competitively in athletics, and then these individuals can have a cardiac arrest or sudden death on the playing field. Most individuals who have cardiac arrest or sudden death playing sports are totally asymptomatic. The reason that is that your heart muscle is thick and actually functions normally. The problem is these individuals develop abnormal heart rhythms. And it's these very fast and abnormal heart rhythms that lead to the sudden death that the athletes can experience. And we definitely know that having hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, playing sports, puts you at a much higher risk than if you don't play sports. And it is the number one cause of sudden death and cardiac arrest in the pediatric athletic population. As far as hypertrophic cardiomyopathy is concerned, it is a genetic problem, which means that you were born with it. What we do know is that some individuals don't show any signs of it until they reach puberty. So puberty is becoming earlier in the pediatric population. So girls, you know, around age 10, boys around age 12 start to show signs of puberty now. And that's when oftentimes when hormones get mixed into heart problems there when they have the biggest problem with the abnormal heartbeats. So around age 12 to 15, you know, junior high to high school, early high school, is a good time to consider the screening test if it's something that you feel is appropriate or something you'd like to have done for your child. If a parent wants to have an EKG screening test, they can contact any of the Cook Children cardiology offices and ask the receptionist about scheduling a screening test. We have offices in Southlake, Mansfield, Arlington, various places to make it more convenient for the families. We then get that scheduled, and all you have to do is show up, and the test takes about 5 to 10 minutes to do, and then we'll interpret those results and determine if there's any concern at all on the test. When you're dealing with sudden death in athletes, the EKG is what we call a primary prevention. It means we're trying to find the patient before something happens to them. The other thing that we support at Cook Children's is organization called Project Atom. This is headed by various individuals and originally started in Wisconsin. Laura Friend, who works here with us, is one of the managers of that. And it aims at what we call secondary prevention. There's law in Texas that states that an AED or an automated defibrillator should be present in all schools. And what that is a rescue device that if you have a heart problem and you go into an abnormal heart rhythm, it can convert you out of that. What we found is some places didn't have those, and we've tried to get them obtained for schools and specifically to have them at athletic events. And then we also found that schools had them, but they were locked away and individuals weren't comfortable using it. So what Project Atom's primary goal is we go into the schools and we teach teachers, coaches, trainers, everybody what a defibrillator defibrillator is, what the AED can do, and we've already had a number of saves, both in both kids and in the adults, as far as teachers and trainers as well. So it's a great program, and we're very proud to support that through cardiology. So if you'd like more information about either the EKG screening program or Project Adam, feel free to call our main office at 682-885-2140.